The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a violent storm came up on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by waves. But he was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." He said to them, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. The men were amazed and said, "What sort of man is this, who even the winds and the sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. When I read the Gospel earlier this morning, came to my mind was, there was Jesus in the midst of a storm, and he was asleep. And the disciples, the apostles, were terrified. And I thought, what is that gospel saying to me this morning? What is it telling me? It's telling me a number of things. It's telling me, at all times, keep calm. At all times, keep calm. What's the point in worrying about everything? And isn't this morning's reading from the gospel a good, you might say, antidote to what we're going through at the moment? We're in the midst of a pandemic, to which at the moment there seems no end. And if you listen to the medical people and to the scientists, I think we're going to be in this situation for the foreseeable future. And is it going to help if I panic? The answer, I think, is no. Is it going to help if I over-worry? I think the answer is no. So can I find today some kind of a help to get me through what we're going through at the moment? And what came to me this morning in reading the gospel was, yes, I can get through this if I trust in the Lord. Not easy, not obviously easy to do, but nevertheless something, if I strive to do that, I will be all right. And then I have to go back, and in order to prove that to myself, I have to ask myself, well, looking back on my past life up to now, has there ever been a time in my life when God failed me? And I think if you honestly ask yourself that question this morning, you'll come up with the same answer as I do. No, I can never remember a time in my life when God failed me, when Jesus failed me. Maybe others failed me many times, but not God, not Jesus. So therefore, the gospel is saying to me this morning, trust. Jesus, I trust in you.